Can I make a comment here? Back in Genesis chapter 2, when we got into chapter 2, you would notice that no longer it was said that it was God. It was the Lord God from verse 4 onwards. And I think I've heard over the years that suggests, you know, is it Jehovah Elohim? He's looking for a relationship. And he's not going to have a relationship with the animal as such. He has a relationship with a being who has a spirit, soul, that can relate to him and can communicate with him. So I just thought that would be the Lord God. If you read from this point onwards, you read the Lord God formed man. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just God. Mm-hmm. It was the Lord God that formed man.
Very good.
We had a question back here as to whether we could clarify the difference between body, soul, and spirit. And maybe I might just suggest what I've always understood, and I could be corrected if I'm wrong, that a body is just physical matter, and so everything that we see on earth itself may be considered to have a body.
And animals would have a body and soul. We had that question about how God breathed the breath of life into man. We see later in chapter 8 or 7 when... No, maybe it's 6. Yeah, chapter 6 where God's talking about destroying... let's see, chapter 6, verse 17. I bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life. So I think animals and other creatures such as that have a body, physical matter, as well as a soul, which I think some have described as maybe self-consciousness, whereas man has the third part. We said it was we're tripart beings, or whatever word is a big word. There was that we have a spirit, and then that might be considered God consciousness. And then I might add to that question, where does the conscience fit in? Romans talks about how even the Gentiles have conscience, and God is working in their hearts. Or maybe that opens up too many questions. I don't know, but maybe we could just clarify body, soul, and spirit.
That's very good. And if someone has some thoughts on conscience and heart as well, that would be good. What can we say about that?
My first reaction would be it's tough. Number one, the scriptures in Hebrews chapter 4, I'm sorry to jump in, but Hebrews chapter 4 says, the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, right? So, and of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So the word of God is able to separate out, if you want to call it that, soul and spirit. To me, it's very difficult to distinguish between those two. It is very clear that man has a spirit, and you can see that all the way through Romans chapter 8 and so on. I had it there just now, but it speaks about our spirit. Yes, Romans chapter 8, verse 16. The Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit himself, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God and so on. I think it's, throughout the scriptures, it's very clear. Man has a spirit. No, I'm not sure if the rest of the question was about the soul. I've heard the soul is the seat of your emotions. I've heard that.
Yeah, and I like self-consciousness too. And I think we can say that we don't have any indication that animals have a spirit. And it's clear that humans do have a spirit. And there are times where it seems that God speaks to us in regard to our souls and also to our spirits. And so I think as Sam is indicating by that verse in Hebrews 4, there is some way, some... truth behind the idea that our souls and spirits are somewhat intertwined, if you would say it that way, as human beings, the way God has designed us. But yet still, God knows what he's addressing, even if we are not necessarily sure, is this my soul, my spirit? The clarity is we can insist that humans do have a spirit. This is unique to the human race, and that our souls are also responsive to God as well. Animal souls are not eternal, and human souls / spirits, if you will, we are eternal. That is the eternal capacity that is within us. Anything else, Craig?
There's a note in my Bible, the Schofield note, which many of you might have. I think it helps to shed some light on the distinction, so I'll just read it for all of our benefits. It says, although the words soul and spirit are sometimes used interchangeably in Scripture, when referring to man, a distinction is observed in some passages. They are declared to be divisible, Hebrews 4:12, and are distinguished when used in reference to the burial and the resurrection of the human body. The body is buried a natural body, but raised a spiritual body. The difference between the two terms seems to be that the spirit is that which knows and is capable of God consciousness and communication with God. So that's the spirit. I'll read that again. The spirit is that which knows and is capable of God consciousness and communication with God. Whereas the soul is the seat of the affections, desires, emotions, and the will of man. So I'll read that part again over as well. Whereas the soul is the seat of the affections, desires, emotions, and the will of man. And then it goes on to say that there's correspondence between the New Testament word for body, for soul, and the Old Testament word, and similar on the spirit side.
Yes.
Man is a three-part being. Obviously, the body is not eternal. But the soul and the spirit, are they both eternal, or is it just the spirit?
Because we have that verse that says a man could gain the whole world but lose his soul, right? That's...
Well, yeah. That might be one of the places, I'm just guessing, where Schofield says that, you know, they switch the words of soul and spirit. But I mean, I just wanted to add that in Hebrews 4, verse 12, if you look at the next, because it talks about, of course, it's very difficult, as we're finding, to differentiate between the two. And that's what the verse says. Only the word of God can do that. But then there's another allusion at the end to the beginning where it says, and of the joints and the marrow. And I think that might be a reflection on what is expressed in the soul and spirit. Mm. If you look at plants, animals, and men, you see different things. All three of those categories has a body. You know, a plant has some sort of structure. Now, animals have knowledge of their life. Therefore, they protect it. They protect their young and so on. They search out food, whatever it is. But only men has this thing that associates him with God, created the image of God. So man has all three of those things, body, soul, and spirit, whichever you want to say the soul and the spirit are. I've heard it read that the soul is the thing that the animals have, and then the plant only has the body. So here, perhaps, looking at the marrow and the joints, you know, is how you move. And animals and men have that in likeness. They do some of the same things. But the marrow is the inner, the inside the bones. It's something that animals do not have. They do not have this connection with God where they were created in his image. So the marrow might be seen as that thing that is unique to man.